Hello, my name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. In the second of our two short talks today, we're going to look at two of Kilkenny City's most famous inns, The Hole in the Wall and Kilter's Inn. The Hole in the Wall was the great supper house in Kilkenny from the end of the 18th to the beginning of the 19th century. The tavern was famous in song and story not only throughout Ireland but England and Scotland as well. Thomas Clayton, who had been valet to the Earl of Ormond of the time for many years, proprietor, although not the founder of the Hole in the Wall. The Earl was a special patron of the tavern and liked it so well that suppers provided that he went there for supper almost every night and often brought the company who had dined with him in the castle to supper in the tavern. Famous members of the Irish Parliament, Bench and Bar, and other distinguished men were often the guests of the Earl at Kilkenny's famous supper house. Henry Grattan, Henry Flood, Sir Jonah Barrington, Sir Hercules Langrish and very many others of like ilk often had supper there. One of the visitors to Sir special mention, that is Henry Flood, who was a Kilkenny man. He was a great orator and had been pronounced to be one of the greatest intellectuals that ever adorned the Irish Parliament. He had a deep love for and great interest in the Irish language at a time when his friends were few and far between. And it was not his fault that his munificent bequest to Trinity College for the furtherance of the Irish language was set aside by an appeal to the law of Mortmain. Not alone were the suppers the talk of the town, but the Hole in the Wall also excelled in the breakfasts provided. The Hole in the Wall was situated in High Street at the back of Bibby's shop and at the end of it by the laneway at the side of Bibby's. The laneway was frequently blocked up with sedan chairs. A party of 15 young men ordered breakfast that was on one occasion, and the following rhyme, which is taken from an article by the late Mr. John A. Pym, goes to show the fare provided as follows. And quick, two waiters, bless her eyes, with two tureens of monstrous size, 12 pounds of beefsteak ready lies for breakfast. The pot of tripe I order bring, tripe is the most delicious thing, whatever else would you fetch it for breakfast. The straight at his command were broad, two platters large with tripe overwrought, which were also vanished quick as thought for breakfast. Mutton kidneys next, the board supplies, a turkey cold of pretty size, 6 dozen eggs saluterized for breakfast. Numerous plates of toast were spread, from foot of table to the head, with prints of butter, loaves of bread for breakfast. After the death of the Earl of Ormond in 1755, the tavern gradually began to fall on poor ales, and it sank from the high levels where it was frequented by distinguished citizens and visitors alike. It then became a public house, and eventually the local authority were obliged to withdraw its licence and suppress the premises as a public nuisance. A charitable society founded in 1740 for the relief of bedridden tradesmen and their wives, and a benevolent society set up in 1785 for the relief of the labouring class of the town, had special apartments set aside in the Hole in the Wall. The meetings were held weekly and much good work was done to the needy. At later meetings of these charitable associations, something in the nature of a debating society was formed. The late John Bannum, then a very young man, used to take a very active part in the debates. And secondly, we have a brief look at Kilter's Inn, or Kilter's Hall. The Kilters were very early settlers in Kilkenny and were a very wealthy family. Kilter's Hall, situated in St. Kieran Street next to the Market Gate, was the principal mansion house in Kilkenny. Its lovely lawn ran down to the banks of the River Nore, which flows by. The Kilter Monument, which is now in St. Mary's Museum, Kilkenny, and which is dated 1280, was discovered in the following way. A public house in High Street at the corner of Chapel Lane was burnt down in 1893, and in the corner of the building in 1894, the workmen dug up a stone slab which appeared to be about 5/8 of a whole tombstone from a spot close to the doorstep of the public house. This public house was the property of Messrs. E. Smiddick and Sons, and the tombstone was brought down to the Brewery Yard in Parliament Street, where hundreds flocked to view it. Mr. E. Smiddick subsequently had it placed in St. Mary's Churchyard. The inscription on the tombstone is in Norman French. Its translation runs roughly as follows. Here lies José de Kilter, stand and say a prayer, those who pass it here. He died in the year of grace, 1280. Many theories have been advanced as to the nature of the location where the tombstone was found, but it would take too long to tell. The José de Kilter, who died in 1280, was the father of Dame Alice, whose trial for witchcraft in 1324 made Kilkenny famous. as would being about 9 years old at the time of her father's death. Dame As Kittler lived in the family mansion on St. Kieran Street, where his mansion was erroneously being termed Kittler's Inn for many people. It was never used by the Kittlers as an inn, in the accepted sense of the word. Alice's brother William was Sheriff of the Liberty of Kilkenny. Dame Alice Kittler had four husbands, all of whom she was alleged to have poisoned, but she was never put on trial in respect of these allegations, although the matter was to talk to the town and country. Her first husband was William Outlaw, a wealthy banker. Her second was Adam Le Blond of Callan. Her third was Richard de Vale, and the fourth John Le Poer. An inquisition was held in the year 1324, and was found that Alice had sacrificed with living animals on the crossroads to a certain demon who sometimes called himself Robin, and who at times appeared in the form of a cat and at times in the form of a black dog. Dame Alice was defended by Richard Outlaw, the Chancellor of Ireland, and Arnold Le Poer, Seneschal of Kilkenny. She was found guilty. Dame Alice escaped from prison the night after the trial and was never heard of again. A rental of the Kilkenny Corporation of the year 1449 sets down Richard Langton as holding from the body at the rent of 3 shillings per annum of the house there known as Kilter's Hall. In the year 1639, Kilter's Hall is mentioned as being in the possession of William Shee. About this time it was used as a hostelry. The basement story, which is vaulted, is said to be of the 14th century.